Hello,
yeah, I tried to be so quiet.
You were very
that
quiet.
That was the most unobtrusive I think I've ever been.
No, you could be so quiet.
Hey?
I've only ever known you to be noisy.
I know, and look at that.
I think that was awesome. I think that was awesome. I Googled you. I'm going to come clean and tell you I Googled you.
That's stalkerish.
It is stalkerish.
Come on, Simon. Simon.
Actress, improviser, stand-up comedian. My nightmare come true. All those three things all in one. Oh,
my
goodness
dream
me.
Come true. We'd make a great part. Well, I'm married, Simon. Don't get excited. But like, they do say that opposites attract.
But like, really, really, you're going to get up there in front of an audience and like, just wait to just, I don't know. You're so on the line. It can flop as easily as it can be a superb success.
And that's where the magic is. Eventually, after doing comedy for a while, you get to embrace the flopping and go, this is now really awesome.
Is there a formula?
I'm dying. Yay.
Do you like work in a formula in your head? Do you just go at the moment?
No, there definitely is a formula. Improv and stand up is very structured. You know, for everybody who thinks that somebody's getting up there and just winging it every night. No, I mean, there is moments.
No, it's not like radio in that way.
Yeah, this is the most unstructured unstructured thing in the world. So, yeah.
Oops, never thought about that.
Yeah, there's no, guys, just so you know, in studio, there's no laptops open. Everybody's sitting here.
We haven't been doing prep since this morning. Don't worry
about it.
Seamless.
Yeah.
Sure. So I believe that you have got a show on, Artificially Infeminated.
Yes, I do.
Tell me more.
So this show has,
are we artificially infeminated?
We are. And I explain what that means to me and my audience in the show. But basically, I really just wanted a show that showcases my type of comedy, which isn't straight stand-up. I do a lot of characters. It's very participatory. You're going to come to the show and you're going to feel like you are having or in the middle of a party.
Oya broch.
If you have a faint heart, sit at the back.
Or maybe this just isn't
get
for you.
Get some oxygen. Like, or it's just not for you. You know, it's not for everyone. But the truth is I have been having sold out shows around the world.
I mean,
London, what are we talking about?
Really?
So it's been going really, really well. And I think it's because people respond really well to this type of comedy.
But you respond extremely well to people. And also you're so experienced in improv theater. I mean, Jittery Citizens.
Yeah.
I mean, when did you start Jittery Citizens?
So I probably started Jittery maybe 10 years ago,
yeah, so
8 years ago.
If you don't know what Jittery Citizens is and you've been off the planet for some time, let me tell you, it's an improv group and they do improv theatre. Now, in 2014, during that horrendous war, we actually had a comedy evening.
Oh, that was so
do
lovely.
You remember that?
Of course,
and
I
the Goliaths
that.
Were there. It was actually incredible. There's not a
why aren't we doing it again?
We should
come
do
on,
it again.
Hi.
Should we do it again?
Yeah, totally.
So maybe we should. And it was one of the funniest. I mean, obviously it was funny. It was a comedy night. But I remember that night with the Jittery Citizens. You opened for everybody else.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know what improv theater is that they start off with a storyline and then you, as an audience member, are invited up to come and participate.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, no, no,
Kathy's
hold on.
Totally wrong.
No, good. It was
I'm
one of your people. Oh, no. As the audience, we tell you, we give you a word that you have to bring in.
So we don't have a storyline. We don't come prepared with anything.
Yes. And what was the word? I think it was blintzer or it was, what are those things that we eat on Hanukkah?
Sufganiyot.
Not the sufganiyot, the potato latkes. It was a latke.
I mean, how can we
and they had no
latkes?
Idea what a latke was. And they had to do this whole improv around a latke, and it was something between a furry animal or
hilarious.
It was
funny.
I mean, that is the magic of improv, really. It's about like coming up with material on the spot, and the material comes from the audience. So what I've tried to do in my one woman show is incorporate those type of techniques. So the audience participate, but I've never had anybody that's participated that actually has said, I want to kill you and why did you do that? Instead, they come up to me afterwards and they go, that was awesome. Tell me about your stand-up comedy masterclass so I can do stand-up as
well. Do you do masterclasses?
We do. We're running one on the 7th of October.
We should send Zanati.
Seriously.
I think Zanati's pretty much on the road.
That's a no from Zanati. But we do. Incredible. We're running one at the moment, well, coming up with Chris Forrest.
Yes.
So, and we do an 8-week course, and then you get to do your first 5 minutes of stand-up as well and really break into the industry.
I would be terrified.
But that's why you should do it. That's exactly why you should do it.
No, darling, I'm terrified to skydive as well. I'm not going to do that.
It's one way of getting over it. It's one way of getting over it.
So just tell us what you love about your show. Did you write it?
I wrote it.
Was it done in collaboration with other people?
I wrote it. It was directed by the most amazing legend that is Rob Van Vuren.
Yeah.
And Rob is obviously one of the biggest stars in our country.
Because clearly he knew a lot about being female, white, Jewish, and a middle child.
Yes.
Yes. So it was very obvious for him
to do that.
That
fits the rough. Hey.
I mean, okay. He doesn't know about that stuff, but he does know comedy, I'll tell you that much. And like, just getting to work with him was a huge honor. And what I love about the show is this is totally me. This is the most me I've ever felt on stage. So you're going to come to the show. I'm going to talk to you as me. We are in this together. It's in a lounge in a mansion in Dunkeld, and there's 50 rand bottomless wine. You're going to have the best night out, I promise you.
Sure. That does
we
good.
Sold out last night.
Okay, very good. All right, so what Simon is saying with his hands and yes. his hand signals
yes.
We're running is that out he of would time. Like you to please stay. That can I please ask you to stay?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to stay. Yes. I'm never going home. You're Simon. A keeper. What makes you think I Ubered here. And
look how you're making your blush.
So we're kind of flexing. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. How they have an instinctive knowledge to go and pick on me. I don't understand that, but every single one of these comedians do that. Yes. But it is 4:30.
So we're going to get some news headlines, and then we're going to carry on this conversation with Claudine Ullman. She's a comedian. We're also going to be giving away some tickets.
Yep.
When are they for, Claude?
So tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night.
Oh, that's amazing. So how many tickets are we giving away? Two?
Two sets of two.
Two sets. So you and two a friend
sets
can
of
go.
Two.
Two sets of two.
Two
that's
sets
four
of two,
tickets.
Which is four tickets. I've got to do the math in my head.
Okay, so
two
pairs.
That's what it is. Yeah, two pairs.
So you and a friend.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, let's get some news headlines and we'll find out what the question is. So, Nati, what do you have for us in the news?
In your headlines, CEO of vaping firm Juul steps down. This is amid growing concerns around its health risks and marketing. Trump and Zelensky phone call details released. The phone call has triggered a U.S. impeachment inquiry. Intoxicated Ekurhuleni traffic officer suspended. The official who helped him avoid blood tests has also been suspended. And man runs in school shoes to donate 1,000 pairs. Catch the full bulletin at the top of the hour.
Absolutely amazing. All right, Claudine, what is the question? Here. What is the question?
What is the question? Let's keep it so nice, simple, okay, sexy, how do we book and tickets? Easy. The question to win or how do we book tickets?
How do we book tickets?
Okay, how do we book tickets? You go onto quicket.co.za.
All right, so that's the question. How do you book tickets?
That is, okay, fine. So that is actually the question.
419.
Yes.
You didn't know you had a comedian in the house, did you?
Well, now I do. Now I do. So Quicket. Simple, easy. It's cheap online, so rather book online. There are tickets at the door available. Last night they weren't, so I would just
to be guaranteed to go
to make sure everything's kosher.
And you know, I mean, the truth is that we live in a time where we need to learn to laugh at ourselves.
Big time.
You know, I mean, we laugh at the government all the time. We kind of oscillate between laughing at the government and crying at what they're doing to us.
I mean, the truth is
we need to be able to laugh.
For the last 2.5 weeks, I've been out of the country. I've been touring and
selling our shows in London. Yeah.
Well. Mm-hmm. Having the time of my life. And for the first time, I was like really, really so excited, not necessarily to go to London, but to be leaving South Africa with everything that was going on.
Yeah. You came back and it's all right.
I mean, is it all right?
I think we're going to be okay because I think yeah, any healing that we do is going to be done between the yous and the me's. South Africans are the best people on earth.
And that is for damn sure. Yeah. So,
okay, so the question is, if you would like to win a set of tickets, a pair of tickets, for you and a friend to go and see Claudine Ullmann's one-woman show. It's all called Artificially Infeminated. It is happening where in Dunkeld?
So it's called the Dunkelder Theatre. It is 60.
The Dunkelder?
The Dunkelder.
Gosh.
It literally is in a mansion, as I said, in a lounge. Very cool. It's 63 Kent Road. If you Google it, you land up at Pop Art Theatre. It's not Pop Art. It's Dunkeld.
Where is it in relation to the
just off
shopping
Oxford.
Centre?
Okay. Just off Oxford perfect. Road. That's turn perfect. Left off Oxford into Kent.
Perfect, perfect. All right. So you've got to send through the answer. How do you book tickets? 34519, that's the SMS line. You can also send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. Of course, we have a divorced WhatsApp, so you can't send it to us on that. But you can tweet us at Chai FM. Claudie, we're going to let you go.
Okay. Oh, God.
All right. Well, you know what? You can stay for the rest of the show.
Okay.
You want to stay until 6 o'clock.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Also, we've got Claudine Ullmann in studio with
us. I'm still here.
And you can stay. Seriously, you can stay. We'll feed you.
So I got to tell you, I've been the most lucky person in the entire planet. I've just come back from the Edinburgh Festival, which was a mind blow. Beyond. And what really struck me was the audiences. Anything that everybody puts up, it's well attended and encouraged, and it's amazing. And it seems to me that we don't have a culture of audiences in South Africa, because things play for what, 10 days? Maybe, if they're lucky. What's your take on that, and what kind of runs are you getting?
I absolutely love what you said, because I couldn't agree more. I've also just come back from London, and, you know, as I said, sold out show, and it was easy peasy, and, you know, here I am, sold out last night, but tonight I'm like, oh, we need to sell tickets. You know, there's just not the culture. You can't go and bark on the side of the road and say, come and watch this show. It's going to be awesome. And because of that, you know, we rely on PR and media, and there's only so much listeners and consumers can actually take. You know, so it's different.
Yet with laughter, I think we need more of it.
We do.
You've got a point, Kathy, because I was thinking, well, at least comedy would be well attended, because, yeah, it's tough out there and we want to escape, and maybe comedy was the medium that would do it. But, you know, maybe it's not actually.
Like I say, you know, my show is exceptionally different. It really is. It's fun. It's a good night out. And it's been selling out everywhere else. And I can just cross fingers and hope that audiences are going to come.
I'm sure that they will come. And at least at least four people are coming.
Yes.
At least four people, because we're giving
and
away.
And they need to bring some friends as well.
There we go. Shameless. Absolutely shameless.
I'm plugging.
Claudine Ullmann, she's got her show on. It's happening in Dunkeld. It is called Artificially Infeminated. You book tickets at Quicket. And we want to give away two pairs of tickets. So you and a friend, and maybe some other friends, can go. And the tickets you can either redeem tonight, tomorrow night, or you said Friday night.
Yeah, they're available for all
Okay, well, we'll
nights.
Take the Friday night out. Tonight or tomorrow night.
Great.
Right?
Let's do it.
So the question is, where do you book tickets? Aside from being available at the door, where do you book tickets to go and see Claudine's show, Artificially Infeminated? Just a reminder, if you have won tickets on Chai FM in the last 90 days, you're not eligible to win. We do that so that other people also get a chance to win.
Yeah.
And this is how you get in touch. You send through your answers on either SMS 34519 with your name, or on Telegram 061-895-1019. Do it now. We're going to give away the tickets in the next 5 minutes. Time is, wow, how did we get to this time, Simon? We need to see what's happening on the highways and byways. Tell us, will you?
If you play my music.
You're such a prima donna. You know that.
I don't do it without my music.
This is 101.9 High FM Traffic.
So the incidents reported to us are the following. In central Johannesburg on the Mike 1 southbound, heavy traffic between Parktown and Crown Interchange. In Melrose on the Mike 1 northbound, there's queuing traffic towards the Corlett Drive exit. And in Woodmead on the Mike 1 northbound, there's queuing traffic between Sandton and the Buccleuch Interchange. In Houghton Estate on Glenhove Road in an eastbound direction, there's queuing traffic towards 5th Street. Claudine, look the other way. And in Emerentia on Victory Road in a westbound direction, there's heavy traffic towards Victory Park. In Bryanston on William Nicol Drive, the northbound direction, there's a stationary vehicle near Sloane Street, queuing traffic there. And in Craig Hall on Jan Smuts Avenue in the northbound direction, there's queuing traffic towards Conrad Drive. New incident in Hurlingham on William Nicol Drive in a northbound direction, stationary vehicle near Matty Avenue, and traffic lights aren't working in Melrose on Corlett Drive at the Athol Oaklands Junction, and in Bryanston, Ballyclare Drive at Coleraine Drive. Don't forget that power outage in Randburg affecting multiple junctions in Randburg, Boskrane, Bromhof and surrounding suburbs. That's the traffic for me. And if there's anything you're seeing that we aren't reporting, SMS us 34519 or send us a telegram on 061-895-1019.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Claudine Norman.
Thank you for having me, guys.